I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Big tech business news from Finland today. Nokia, once a global leader in cell phones, has agreed to sell its handset division to Microsoft. The deal, reportedly valued at more than $7 billion, is the latest attempt to revive the flagging fortunes of Nokia and for Microsoft to make a dent in a market now dominated by Google's Android and Apple's iPhone. The World's Clark Boyd has been following the story. Anything surprising in this move, Clark?
Well, to me, not really, Marco. I mean, you had these two companies coming together a couple of years ago anyway when Nokia agreed that it was going to run Microsoft's mobile operating system on all of its handsets anyway. So the two companies had been playing ball together for a while now. As far as the reaction in Finland itself, a Finnish historian who wrote the book on Nokia in Finland, his name is Martti Haikio. Here's what he had to say about it.
We all have followed several years the decline of the handset business. Something dramatic had to be done. Had they not sold it, would have been that the bankruptcy of the whole business.
So, Clark, Nokia was lagging already financially. Will this move be enough, though, do you think, to reverse Nokia's fortunes?
Well, Marco, I think it's really hard to tell. There's no clear answer at this point. Some in the tech business community are definitely seeing this as sort of a Hail Mary for both Nokia and Microsoft when it comes to trying to make a dent in the market that Google and Apple have.
And is it going to be like a Microsoft skin with Nokia guts? Where will these phones be made? Are the Finns worried about job losses?
The Finns are not worried about job losses, at least not for right now, because Steve Ballmer, the CEO of Microsoft, came out and said very clearly, we want to keep the R&D, the research and development, in Finland. And so I think a lot of Finns were happy to hear that those jobs will remain there.
There's another thing, though, about Nokia, and that is its prominent place in Finnish culture. I mean, people know Finland. If they know anything, they know it through Nokia.
Yeah, I mean, here's a company that's, that dates back to 1865 and started out life
really?
as a paper manufacturer and then grew over the years into this incredible multinational conglomerate. Nokia was sort of the face of Finland around the world. And as you and I were actually talking in the newsroom earlier, it was also the face of cell phones around the world.
Yeah, my first cell phone. And when I went to Dakar and needed a burner, I got another Nokia.
It's my first cell phone, too. And in fact, you know, that's a really interesting point. You talk about places like Dakar. In the developing world, you go around and a lot of people are still using Nokia handsets. So, you know, I think if there's a ray of light somewhere for both Nokia and Microsoft in this case, they would be looking at the developing world and saying, still some name recognition there.
As a Finnish musician once told me, such an odd thing. We are quiet people. Why do we get known for this device that you talk to?
Well, I think that's really interesting. And in fact, Finland's foreign minister, his name is Alexander Stubb, he talked about that kind of pride of place that Nokia has in Finland. Let's listen to what he told the BBC earlier today.
I think a lot of people in Finland are obviously emotional about the sale because we've basically grown up with Nokia mobile phones in our pockets. Now, having said that, it's also very symbolic because Nokia was part of the success story of Finland from the beginning of the 1990s. But once you look and sort of push the fog away and look at the perhaps silver lining of the cloud, this could be basically a success in disguise.
So not everybody said, and it should be pointed out that, you know, Nokia is a lot more than just handsets. They're also a huge world leader in networking and intellectual property. So they've got a lot of other arms of the business, but it remains to be seen what happens with the handsets.
The World's Clark Boyd, and now he won't even take my calls. By the way, the name Nokia, it's the town where a part of the original company, a rubber plant actually, set up shop in 1904.